Okay, now we'd like to invite Professor Kathy Novak, who will present the annual report from the University Senate's conference.
Thank you, Chair Kortz. This will be pretty brief, actually, and I'd like to highlight a few of the activities that the University Senate's Conference did in this past year, as it was a pretty productive year. I'd like to go over the composition and function, just as a reminder of the USC and what it does. In our advisory role to the president and through the president to the Board of Trustees, members of the USC provide faculty input and perspective on issues and matters of importance to the whole of the university system. The USC also coordinates the actions of and communication among the Senates. Membership in 2016-17, as a recap, our membership is typically made up of 20, or it is made up of 20 faculty senators from each university. Membership is divided proportionally among the universities, and a new chair and executive committee is elected each year. We start the year with a two-day work retreat and meet monthly, August through June. Last year, the USC met regularly with President Killeen and Vice President Wilson. To discuss immediate and long-term plans, goals, and issues that affect the university broadly. We were consulted about new or changing executive leadership positions, such as the search for the Vice President of Economic Development and Innovation. We were consulted about other various initiatives, such as the Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, IPAC. And of course, the lack of a state budget for the second year in a row was particularly central to discussions of everyone, which led us to deliberate on these topics here. The USC faculty membership provided perspective, feedback, action, recommendation on a number of additional issues shared at all levels or various levels across the system. USC and its role in shared governance coordinated actions with Senates, as mentioned, as one of our functions. And throughout the year, we invited a number of guests to speak on research, hospital, policy reviews, audits, reassessments. We invited our chancellors, all three sitting in the front, Robert Jones, Susan Cook, and Michael Amaritis, to provide updates on each university. We met with VP Ed Seidel, and more recently with Chair Tim Koritz. He came to one of our meetings, and VP Walt Knorr, and a number of others, including support units and staff to provide us with information. All guests attending the USC last year provided informative discussions, and we are thankful to all who participated in the conference meetings. So as you know, we made several presentations to the board, which we look forward to because it allows us to share information and sometimes also to express concerns. For our presentations this year, we followed President Killeen's cue and his plans to make several presentations based on the U of I system strategic framework. So likewise, we chose to locate ourselves within the framework to highlight what we do and what we aspire to do as faculty. At our main presentation, for example, we presented on diversity and inclusion, where we defined diversity not only as numbers, but also as inclusiveness of different backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives. We noted that while the system's universities do well at diversity in terms of numbers, inclusiveness needs to be part of everyday practice, occurrence, and climate. Among the opportunities and challenges concluded in our presentation, we noted the need to implement system-wide diversity training and redouble efforts to hire and retain diverse faculty. So the reason I brought up that particular presentation was because we touched on diversity and inclusiveness yesterday in one of the retreat sessions, and so it seemed a good idea to reemphasize that. We also presented on innovative instruction, student-focused teaching and learning, and faculty-student collaborations across the U of I system. USC also reviews processes and protocol through a number of standing committees that correspond with the committees of the board. As an example of this work, last year the Finance, Budget, and Benefits Committee wrote a statement supporting faculty and staff salary and benefits. In addition to supporting the necessity of maintaining competitive salaries for faculty and staff retention, the statement also urged the U of I system to safeguard faculty and staff access to affordable health care. In another example, the Statutes and Governance Committee continued to review and revise university statutes. Among its many tasks, it proposed an amendment to advance language that would permit the president to propose broad-based revisions in collaboration with USC and in order to expedite the process overall. The members of our standing committees do tremendous work in addition to their service to the conference. Likewise, a number of USC members serve on as representatives to external committees, such as the Vice President of Academic Affairs Faculty Advisory Committee and the Enrollment Management Policy Council. The University Senate's conference is made up of an exceptional, dedicated faculty membership. And as my one-year term as USC chair comes to an end, I'd like to thank all of them for their work this past year. At our last meeting in June, we held elections for 2017-18. I hope you will welcome Mina Rao as the incoming chair of the USC, and also note our new executive committee members. In concluding my annual report, I'd like to take a moment to thank President Killeen, Vice President Wilson, the members of the board, all of you for the support and the work that you do for the university. On behalf of the USC, I thank you also for your support and commitment to shared governance. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Professor Novak? Professor Novak, if you don't mind, stay at the lectern there for 1 second.
Okay. Would you
mind me, Tim? On behalf of the board, as a token of our appreciation for your very capable leadership of the University Senate's conference, please accept this small gift.
Thank you very much. Should I take a peek inside?
Sure.
In front of everyone?
We,
okay.
We all want to see.
All right.
We can give them to the board after the meeting. Not during the meeting.
Doesn't take too much to open it.
The document.
All right. Thank you very much.
So I'd just like to say a word to congratulate Kathy for sterling service as chair of the USC this last year, and to thank you for all of that, and my colleagues also at and I know Bob Wilson would join me in this. I think shared governance is not just alive and well at the University of Illinois, but it's vibrant, influential, capable, and involved. And so thank you very much personally as well as institutionally.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Can we get a picture? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
with
the clock?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.